You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 288, quoting the Deuterocanonicals. Today's challenge. Jesus and the authors of the New Testament never quote from the Deuterocanonical books, so they do not belong in the Bible. Today's defense. The absence of a quotation does not prove that a book is non-canonical. Jesus and the authors of the New Testament sometimes introduce quotations in a way that makes it clear they regard the source as a book of Scripture. This is indicated when they use formulas like Scripture says, John 19:37, Romans 9:17, etc., or it is written, Matthew 4:4, Mark 1:2, etc. When these formulas are not present, it is not always clear that they regard a source as Scripture. Indeed, they sometimes quote sources that are not Scripture. Thus, Acts 17:28 quotes Epimenides, 1 Corinthians 15:33 quotes Menander, Titus 1:12 quotes Epimenides, Jude 9 quotes the Assumption of Moses, and Jude 14 and 15 quote 1 Enoch. If we restricted ourselves to books of the Old Testament that are quoted with formulas like Scripture says or it is written, many books would have to be cut out of the canon. However, even if we allow quotations without such formulas to count, 12 of the 39 protocanonical books of the Old Testament, almost a third of the total, remain without quotations in the New. These 12 are Judges, Ruth, 2 Kings, Esther, Ezra, Nehemiah, Song of Songs, Ecclesiastes, Lamentations, Obadiah, Jonah, and Zephaniah. See Gleason Archer and C.G. Chirichino, Old Testament Quotations in the New Testament, A Complete Survey, page 17. In the first century, books of the Bible were combined in ways they're not today. For example, 2 Kings was then part of 1 Kings, and Obadiah, Jonah, and Zephaniah were included with the other minor prophets in a book known as the 12, Aramaic Tri-Asar. Taking this into account, there would still be 8 protocanonical books not quoted in the New Testament. Unless we're prepared to excise these books from the Old Testament, then we must acknowledge that the test proposed in this challenge does not work. An Old Testament book does not have to be quoted in the New Testament to be canonical. The proposed test thus does not exclude the deuterocanonical books, and we must be ready to consider the arguments for their inclusion in the canon. See days 273, 296, and 305.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.